Amara, get off your phone. Amara, just listen to me for a minute. Amara, did you hear what I said?
Maybe we all have heard some version of this before. Put your hand in the air if this sounds like something your friends or parents have said to you. Yeah, me too. One of my biggest struggles is I'll grab my phone and scroll through my photos whenever I'm bored or want to appear busy. I often create these distractions without even thinking about them. And people in my life tend to notice. I'm sure your people also notice when you're distracted. When our distractions consume us, we lose sight of the people around us. Distraction leads to disconnection, but awareness leads to a connected life. In fact, I can remember one specific point in my life, not too long ago, when distraction got the best of me, and I lost sight of the people around me. For as long as I can remember, my grandma's house has been immaculately clean. I mean, you could eat a scoop of ice cream off of her floor if you wanted. She was born and raised in England before coming to America and was taught the poise of a queen. This poise did not lack when it came to the tidiness of her house. But as grandma aged, it became harder for her to keep her house clean. So I'm a junior in high school, and I've been asked to help grandma clean her house. I suspect she wants me there for more reasons than to just push them up. She loved seeing her grandkids, but this is a busy season of life for me. With sports, FFA, student council, and a social life, I'm just not really into spending my free time cleaning. But it's probably the right thing to do, and I'll get a little extra cash for it. So I add cleaning grandma's house to the to-do list. When cleaning, it's the perfect time to think about my upcoming plans. While vacuuming, I review in my mind my agenda for the week. But anytime the vacuum shuts off, grandma starts to chat. What are you learning in your classes, Amara? How are your friends doing? Oh, what's that, grandma? Yeah, I'm not learning much, and friends are fine. I continue with dusting, so focused, and with each swipe of the dusting cloth, grandma clicks between her TV channels. What do you like to watch on TV, Amara? Oh, what's that, grandma? I continue into the bathroom and I scrub the toilet. Finally, some peace and quiet. I run through my to-do list. And then she follows me into the kitchen and sits at the kitchen table as I'm pushing the mop. I'm thinking what I have to have prepared for band practice tomorrow, if I have my opening ceremonies memorized for next week's FFA meeting. Am I ready for the swim meet? Oh shoot, I forgot to tell my coaches that the swim meet and dance practice conflict next week. Plus, I need to text my friends back to let them know I can hang out this weekend. Shoot, I stopped mopping. I work as quick as possible, focused just enough to get grandma's stamp of approval. I was in and out so I could get back to whatever else I had to do that day. And on repeat, every 2 weeks, grandma would call and leave a voicemail like this.
Yeah, Amara, just grandma. I'll just call and see when you want to come and clean again. So you can call me back. I'm fine. Love you. Bye.
And every 2 weeks, I would sweep, mop, dust, and chat only if grandma asked questions, and then I'd leave. I would squeeze in an hour of cleaning out of respect for grandma, but it was more of a planning period than an act of service. I was never truly present when visiting grandma to clean because to me, it was another thing I had to check off my to-do list. But somewhere between junior year and graduating high school, between the busyness, distractions, and commitments, grandma's life was changing. And I was barely noticing. I, like normal, was in and out and on to the next thing. Until the next thing was her funeral. February 4th, 2022, Grandma passed away after a battle with cancer. At the funeral service, I remember looking around and seeing friends and family. Familiar and unfamiliar faces of people Grandma had relationships with. Yet as I sat there, I felt like a stranger at my own family gathering. Like I didn't know the faces around me. I had spent every 2 weeks at Grandma's house cleaning, but I still felt like I didn't have a strong relationship with her after all these years. Deep down, I feel like I received an invitation to an event, but showed up at the wrong address. Why? Why do I feel this way? Why do I feel disconnected? Sitting in that uncomfortable chair at the funeral service, I had no choice but to face this reality, and it dawned on me. I had been going a million miles a minute, focused on I, me, mine, everything Amara needed, everything Amara thought, everything Amara had to do. And this was the first time in a long time I had been forced to stop and look at the faces around me. Why do I feel this way? I'm distracted. I'm so disconnected. That's why I feel this way. I had been constantly caught up on the next best thing, forgetting that the best thing was right in front of me. A relationship, someone's life, my grandma. Now there's consequences for my distractions. Lack of connection I can't undo, and time I can't get back. Distraction leads to disconnection. And the worst part is, by the time we finally realize we're distracted, it's usually too late. And so here I am now. What could I do? I could dwell on this, but I know my grandma wouldn't want me to. Instead, she'd want me to learn from it. What are we missing because we're distracted? Distractions are everywhere. Our phones buzz, music plays, people talk, and the news keeps being shared. We bounce between tabs on our computer, scroll mindlessly on our phones, and our thoughts drift to the past, replaying mistakes and reliving old wounds. We worry about the future, tomorrow's to-do list, where we'll sit at lunch, if we'll ace our test. We overanalyze ourselves. What do I wear? What do people think about me? Am I good enough? And in the middle of it all, we lose focus, unsure of what we were even thinking about in the first place. What is distracting you? And how are those distractions holding you back from connecting with the people around you? If distraction leads to disconnection, how do we get true, meaningful connection? Something I love about FFA is the events always do the best at allowing us to connect with others. It's April, and I'm at an event with about 150 FFA members. A student, Jackie, and I crossed paths on the first day. She's quick to welcome me in and introduce herself. I really noticed she was like when the sun shines on a clear day. Her smile's reassuring, and I just can't help but notice how kind she is. That week, throughout the event, I see Jackie talking with others and soaking up the experience. Fast forward a few days, and the event is ending. Personally, I have a lot in my mind. Some tasks to do, some text messages to reply to, and I want to call my mom to tell her about my week. I'm feeling tired, and if I admit it, I'm homesick. Distractions. The gavel taps, the event ends, and I'm eager to head for the door. I sit up from my auditorium seat, take my step, and there Jackie is. Bye, Amara. It was great to meet you this week. Oh, bye, Jackie. Yeah, it was nice to meet you too. How was your experience? Oh, Amara, I had the best time. I'm so glad I came. I almost quit FFA before this experience. She was gleaming. I could see how much she enjoyed this experience in her eyes. But I'm caught off guard, and I stop. Amara, focus. She just said something really important. I know you're tired, but just listen for once. I set my stuff down, and I'm aware I need to pay attention to Jackie. You can do this, Amara. Just give her your attention. You can ask some questions. Why'd you almost quit FFA, Jackie? Well, Amara, I'm new to this state, and I've been struggling to figure out where I belong. But this week, I feel like I found my people. These people pay attention to me. They listen to me. I feel like I belong. I can imagine what Jackie must have been feeling before coming to this event. Moving to a new place is tough, especially when you're surrounded by all new people. It can be hard to fit in. I'm sure some of us have felt that way before too. To the other students at that event, thank you for being aware enough to care for a fellow peer. Thank you for not being distracted, missing this person who needed a friend. Your awareness built a connection. And because of you, Jackie found her people. Once we finished our conversation and officially said our goodbyes, I made my way towards the exit, this time slower than before. Replaying our conversation in my mind. And now I wonder, how many other moments like this have I missed? Because I was not aware. Awareness is powerful. It is not lost to me that the only reason I can retell this story is because Jackie called me by my name. I set my stuff down. For once, I was aware of our connection. Finally, I was stronger than my distractions. Distractions are inevitable, and I've learned that catching ourselves in the middle of distraction is hard. But an undistracted, aware life is a connected life. Whenever we find ourselves surrounded by people, it's an invitation to set our stuff down, our phones, our wandering minds, our distractions, and be aware. When we connect with others, we can experience genuine connection. And that, my friends, is when we're truly living. Awareness is the invitation to a connected life. Don't miss the invitation. Let's think about how we can check for awareness. For me, I like to look down at my shoes. And when I do, I ask myself, where am I right now? This brings awareness to me. But there's other reminders we can use. Maybe this looks like anytime we walk through a doorway, maybe focus on the room we just walked in. We ask ourselves, why am I here? Maybe it's every time we buckle our seatbelt in the car, we ask ourselves, where am I going? Maybe we keep something in our pocket. And anytime we feel it, what's my purpose for being in this moment? What is a reminder you can use? Think of something that can center you and remind you to be aware. When we are aware, we are connected. Awareness is the invitation to a connected life. Imagine a world where human connection is our priority, where we embrace less distraction and more awareness. In a society that sees connection as texting, liking Instagram pictures, commenting on people's posts, and whether or not we're invited to hang out with our friends, those are actually all distractions that leave us feeling isolated, lonely, and ultimately disconnected. Meaningful connection is achieved when we're aware of the people around us and we feel a deeper calling to let go of what is distracting us. An undistracted, aware life is a connected life. Are we willing to take a hard look at where we're distracted? Are we ready to live a life that's not distracted, but focused on others? It can be pretty simple. And the solution is at our fingertips. Awareness. Where are we right now? For me, I'm on stage at Lucas Oil Stadium, the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm here to connect and celebrate with 70,000 of my closest friends. An undistracted, aware life is a connected life. Now is your time. Let go of your distractions and accept the invitation to live a connected life.